Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Welcome to Wednesday. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. I'm your weekday morning 6 till 8, and we appreciate you being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support of what we do at myfaithradio.com. All right, so by a show of hands, tell me, is there anybody in the room who has been married for perhaps many years, and you've stopped at times and wondered, how did I end up with this person? Anybody? I will just say that I'm sure my wife has said that many, many times before, and rightfully so. She had every reason to. That said, our great friends John and Kendra Smiley have written eloquently on this subject of how opposites attract. They say not only do opposites attract, sometimes they attack. John and Kendra Smiley, welcome back to the program. We attack each other. Say it isn't so. What's going on here?
We'd love to say it isn't so, but that whole thing about being opposites, we have a chapter in our book, Do Your Kids a Favor, Love Your Spouse, entitled, Why Did I Marry Someone So Strange?
Yes.
Well, because opposites attract. And then, a lot of times there's some friction because of those opposite personalities.
Yeah. And so we nonetheless are attracted to each other in the early stages, and so many of us ended up getting married to somebody that was very different from us. Tell us why that is.
Well, I think it's kind of fills the gaps. You know, you say, oh, this person has got this attribute that you don't even realize you're saying it, but that I don't have. Oh, I've always kind of wanted to be like that. I think I'll decide to hang out with this person because they are so opposite.
Right, and I think that it's interesting that God could have made people attract however he wanted to do that, and a lot of times opposites do attract, and he's the guy that set things up. And you wonder, you know, you ask yourself why. Why would he do that? Why not have the same type of person attract? And Kendra and I have thought about that a lot. And when we're looking and talking about parenting, it makes total sense, because if you have two opposite people and those opposite people learn how to get along, learn how to work together, not attack, kids are the ones that really benefit. And that's one of the reasons that I feel that in our world today, human beings, opposites attract.
Yeah. Right. So you get a family, and no matter, what, if you've accepted and learned to grow in your personality, and I don't mean grow in the, and so that it's out of control, then your kids, no matter how God created them, say, God didn't mess up on me. Look, these two people are pretty different, and God didn't mess up on those.
A great example is Kendra and me. She's an extrovert, and she's very talkative, and I'm more of an introvert, not so talkative, the strong, silent type. And when we're parenting, our kids can see the best of both. They get an extrovert and all the wonderful, wonderful positive qualities an extrovert has. They get the good qualities that an introvert has. And like I said earlier, that if mom and dad can learn how to work together, and a lot of times this is really very difficult, but if they can learn to work together, it's amazing. Kids get the best of the extrovert, and they get the best of the introvert.
Isn't that interesting? John and Kendra Smiley with us yet again here on the Faith Radio Network. They've written eloquently about this notion that opposites attract and sometimes they attack. We'll get to the attack component here in just a few moments. I was struck by a portion in your piece that's on our website at myfaithradio.com. You write, even a positive personality trait can become negative. And it strikes me, it's just a layperson's perspective here. I'm just the average guy looking at these things. You're the clinicians. But it strikes me that many of us, perhaps we were drawn to our spouse for a particular reason. There's a particular personality trait that we find very attractive. But then after marriage and over time, that very thing that drew us to that person is something that we don't find so attractive. Tell us what's going on with a positive personality trait becoming a negative one.
Well, because of my personality, I hate to think of just as a negative. So the way John and I have liked to phrase this through the years is that negative trait, it's simply a positive one that's carried to extremes.
Right, and I think a good example, again, is with Kendra. When we were dating, and what attracted me to her was she was an extrovert. She liked to talk. She was great with people, and I thought that was really appealing. Well, after we got married, all of a sudden, I thought she was talking way too much, and that was starting to irritate me. And so instead of trying to understand that initially, what happened was she talked too much, and basically I started attacking and wanted her to be quiet, wanted her not to talk so much because I didn't understand it. And it went from something that I thought was very appealing to something that was very irritating. And so then what do? When something's very irritating, we try to get rid of it. And that's where the attack comes in.
Yikes, that sounded really scary, didn't it?
Kind of. And Kendra, just a little sidebar here. Did I hear you using maybe a new adjective in our vernacular? It wasn't negative. It was negative. Did I pick up on that?
I don't know whether I said that. That's possible.
I think that did slip out of her mouth.
Well, talk to us for a moment here about, you sort of dropped it off there at a good point, but let's take the next step here and talk about the attack. Nobody wants to admit that, you know, I'm attacking my spouse or my spouse is attacking me. But if we were real honest, we probably all would admit, those of us who have been married for a period of time, we probably have attacked and done hurtful things in ways that we never intended to. How do we understand that?
Well, an attack doesn't necessarily, first of all, mean anything physical. It's just basically a confrontation. And it was interesting because as somewhat newlyweds, I would say within the first year of our marriage, we decided there were certainly some things that we thought were very attractive about one another, and we weren't so sure anymore. And one of them was kind of how we responded in social events. And so what we decided to do was to fix one another. That's how we attacked. Now, we didn't even have a meaningful conversation. We were newlyweds. Sometimes it's tough. You haven't really figured out how to have those adult conversations. Mm. So we would go to a social event. John was in pilot training at the time. We would go to a social event, and John decided the way to help me understand how important it was not to be quite so talkative was he would be more quiet. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. He was only 23 years old. Well, I decided that as I saw him being more quiet, for goodness sakes, people were going to think he was arrogant, and really, he was a great guy. No problem. I would take care of that. I would simply become more talkative.
Okay.
Yeah, it really, so that was the way our attack, so to speak, began. And then we finally realized this was not working.
And John, how would you, you know, give us your perspective on this? You became more quiet. Tell us what was going on your side of the equation.
And I think that, you know, the attack, we talk about attack, and Kendra and I a lot of times play, you know, instead of using the word attack, play games and try to control. And my best way to control and get things done was to be silent, and we ended up calling it pouting.
You'll notice he stumbled over that one. Stumbled. Didn't want to admit that one. Okay, go ahead, honey.
Anyway, and you know, we take who we are, and again, I'm the strong silent type, and so I could attack or I could control or try to control, I thought, Kendra, by being more silent and by pouting. And so this whole realm of, you know, what's going on here, the attack, what are we trying to do, why are we trying to do it? And again, it goes back to God brought you two together. There are positives in both of these. Let's see if we can't take a look at the positive part of Kendra being so outgoing and so good with people. Let's take a look at that and see what's there and see if we can't, as Kendra said, and this is what we learned. It took us a while. We're sometimes slow learners. But we did then start to understand this and start to have adult conversations. And then when we did that, then we realized, oh, my goodness, look what we've been doing that is counterproductive. I mean, it's not getting us any place at all. As a matter of fact, it's hindering our relationship and hindering us as parents. So that's the issue here, and that's how it kind of plays out a lot of times.
All right. I tell you what, we need to take a quick break. John and Kendra Smiley with us. When we come back, you two have written eloquently on this subject of opposites attracting and attacking. And a part of the solution to our dilemmas, you say, is accepting personal responsibility. We'll talk about what that means with John and Kendra Smiley when we come back. I'm Austin Hill. It's 7:45. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. John and Kendra Smiley, family counselors, authors, and speakers. They minister worldwide to couples and parents. They're speaking with us about some of their thoughts on how opposites attract and sometimes they attack each other. Now, John and Kendra, you note that one of the first steps to solving the dilemmas that arise when opposites attract, you say it's important to accept personal responsibility. What are we accepting responsibility for, and where do we begin with that?
Well, we're realizing that, yes, sometimes our positive traits do get carried to extremes, which, of course, remember, that is the definition of a negative trait. And so we try to take responsibility for ourselves and be our own governors rather than be the governor for someone else.
Mm-hmm. So we acknowledge that, hey, I've got this personality trait, but sometimes it can be overbearing. I mean, tell us more.
Well, sometimes it can be overbearing, or another attribute, should we say?
Right. And I think probably a beginning part here is to learn as much as you can about that personality.
Yes.
That was one of the things that Kendra and I found, that I didn't really understand everything about the personality that I had. And one of the other things, Austin, that's really interesting, we think our personality is the best. And that's the way that everybody should be, and that's one of the reasons why we try to change other people, because, and they're basically, if we were making it really, really simple, and I know you can make it more difficult, but they're like four basic personalities, and so learning about that, and as we learn more about that, I learn more of the positive things in my personality, the negative things, and that helped me work on them, and that's taken a responsibility of just learning and growing, and Kendra did the same, and so it's like anything else. The more knowledge you have about something, the better able you are to deal with that. And so as Kendra learned about her personality, I learned about my personality. Now we can have an adult conversation.
Right. It's so interesting. More than once, John has said from the platform as we're sharing with an audience, he said, Kendra is here today making new friends. I like all of you, but you wear me out.
Well, there's the dichotomy between the personality types right there.
Exactly, exactly.
And then after that, John, do you go take off in your airplane? I mean, what happens?
That's exactly right. When the Lord wanted me to go from flying airplanes, which is pretty isolated and you're pretty alone doing your own thing, and to speaking in front of crowds, that was a huge, huge step for me. So I usually afterwards, after I visit a little bit, then I go find a secluded place and rejuvenate.
Well, I have to tell you, as we've been dialoguing here, I'm picturing Kendra in front of the computer blogging to the universe and John 20,000 feet up in the air. So
exactly.
Yeah, and both of us being very, very comfortable at doing those things.
Yeah, there you go. John and Kendra Smiley with us. You also note that those of us, again, who are in marriages and we find some conflict with our spouse whom is very different from us, you say take time to remind yourself of the positive attributes of your spouse. What drew us to that person in the first place? Talk to us about that.
Well, I think, you know, obviously there are things that do what make one person attracted to another and vice versa. And remembering those, sometimes we lose track of those, and not only remembering them, but purposefully giving thanks for those things and letting your spouse know, hey, I do appreciate that about you.
And again, remember that as we do that as mom and dad, as we look at the positive things and work on the negative things, trying to remedy some of the negative parts of our personalities, remember, mom and dad out there, your kids are watching. And the more that we can develop the positive and look at each other and the positive traits we have, the better parent we're going to be, and our kids are going to benefit from that.
it's really interesting. Our younger two sons of the three shared something with us that, of course, made their mom smile. They're both clinicians. One's a veterinarian, one's a dentist. And the vet said to the dentist, you know, Jonathan, we're kind of unusual for most of the clinicians that are in our fields because of mom, we know how to make new friends. And so we actually appreciate and want to get to know the clients, and in Aaron's case, the veterinarian, the owners of the dogs and cats that are coming in. And so, yes, they benefit. That may not be the way God created them, but as your kids watch, and, of course, from their dad, they learn, wow, how to be an adult.
Well, and in the final analysis, you also note in your recent piece that you've written in myfaithradio.com, we have to take time to realize that our spouse brings balance to our parenting process. And, John, I'm still chuckling internally with your comment that we all think our personality is the best. But my wife's personality, our spouse's personality, really smooths out the bumps and makes for a better parenting process. Comment on that, if you will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just an example for Kendra and me, the idea of us speaking together. I went from being a colonel in the Air Force and being kind of in command of a few things, and we started speaking together, and she's the one that is very effective up in front of crowds. She's an entertainer, she's a communicator, and so I had to watch her, and I had to take lessons from her when we started, and we would do a presentation, and we would get off the platform, and she would say, John, you're scaring the people. You know, you can't do that. And so I had to had to learn from her and her positive traits. And to me, that's just an example of how mom and dad should be working together to smooth over the rough bumps.
Yes.
And make that a presentation to your kids of both, as I said before, the strong points of the personalities that you have.
In the final analysis, John and Kendra Smiley, just a few moments left here, but to take it back to marriage and living together as a couple, offer a word of encouragement, if you would, to the person who's saying, man, we're not even at the point of thinking about how to correct course and improve things for the kids. I'm just in this very contentious situation. I thought I loved this person. They've just turned out to be somebody completely different. What do you say to that person that's struggling right now?
Well, I would say first, let's do a little internal inspection. Would that be internal or just personal inspection? And let me see how I can analyze and take a look at what my behavior has been. What can I perhaps do to make things run more smoothly in our home? And then I do think it's so important to step back and to say, what was it about that crazy guy or that crazy gal that drew me to her? That probably hasn't changed because personalities, it's not like you can change your personality. So what was it that was attractive?
Right, and I would say one other thing to that, and that is always remember that God is a creator.
Right.
And when we look at, you know, God brought you together. It's a wonderful, you know, a wonderful thing. He creates. And if you think there's something missing there, as Kendra, you know, go back and look at yourself and what's going on. Are you being an example of Christ? But always remember as you pray that God creates, and he is the creator, and he can create the things that are missing.
John and Kendra Smiley, find their latest about opposites attracting and attacking. We've got it for you at myfaithradio.com, our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. John and Kendra, always such a pleasure and an honor to speak with you. Thanks for what you do. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Austin. And I'd like to meet your wife sometime.
Well, we'll just make that happen.
Great.
Thank you.
We will bet on that. You'll see how opposites we are, but we'll plan for that. Thanks so much.
Thank
7:55, it's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.